Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hello.
Stand by. Hold up your hand.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Mark Reedy, 8314 West Pewts. I got 9 acres that abuts it down in the southwest corner.
Over no, one, that one.
Yeah. I've been there 35 years now, and I have concerns about the drainage of the water coming onto my property. Back when they built Lake Point, which is right next to me there now, they put up these big berms, and I have had nothing but water problems since. So I don't want the school draining its water onto my property now, too. Can you guarantee me anything on that? Or?
I can comment to that. We are reducing the amount of impervious area going south, and we're also providing a bioretention basin and dry retention basin to treat the water before it enters the property.
So it's going to enter my property.
It's currently entering the property.
That was an interesting back and forth that I don't think was said very loudly. So, to his property, you are anticipating more water or less?
There is currently stormwater draining onto his property. We are not increasing the peak flow rates for the 1 up to the 100-year events, and we're improving the infiltration quality. So, I can't answer that as to what storm event.
Your water flowing.
You know, there's positives to anything, right? It's cleaner. So, Mr. Cloutier, he doesn't want any more water on his property. Okay. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Wilhelm. If you don't mind, Kristen, can we see what the neighbors have to say first? Any other neighbors? Thank you. Right hand. There you go.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Name and address, please.
My name is Virginia Norman, 7901 West Forest Hill. I'm Matt Kokas, next door neighbor. I hope you're all aware that we don't live in a subdivision. Matt has over 2 acres of property, and I have 3 acres of property.
Yeah, but yours is all trees.
Pardon?
Yours is all trees.
Oh, yeah, you can't even see my house. I have a mailbox. And I'd like to keep it that way, hoping there's never a sidewalk that goes through.
I heard that.
Oh, okay.
Mark did too.
yeah. Anyway, what I'd like to say is I'm even lower than Matt. It, like, goes down the hill, and I'm squashed between Matt and Tuckaway Shores. So I've been fighting them for years because of their dumpsters and whatnot and knocking down trees on that side. So now I have to worry about the west side. I came from the city of Milwaukee. Inner city, hoping to be in the country, so to speak, and it's like creeping in on me all over. What I'd like to hear is that maybe you'd put something on the eastern border so we don't see the school, and so we don't see the kids and cars and lights, and maybe even a fence to keep the kids from trespassing, because I've had a little bit of that already. Shortcuts going home. So that's my concern. Besides water, we both have well water, incidentally. Both Matt and I, we still have well water. So I would hope that that wouldn't be a problem in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Sandra Meyer, and I live at 44 South Tuckaway Shores Drive. And my concern is, are they taking concerns about our lake? Now they're talking about the runoff and no runoff, and we do need some runoff. So if they stop all that, my property is going to be without a lake. So I'm just hoping when you did these plans, were you thinking about the Tuckaway Lake?
Thank you.
we are not completely removing runoff from your site. There will still be some. We are just decreasing the peak runoff, so you will still get the volume of water that you need to maintain your lake, just not getting there as fast. So your lake, we are not removing all the runoff, and your lake is not going to dry out. That is not going to happen.
It's just a big concern, because it's a beautiful area, and there's a lot of people live there, and we certainly don't want to even change the runoff. I mean, we don't want to start having all these weeds and things coming in there. I don't know. You know, it's just frightening to me. And the woods is right in the back of my building, so if they remove that, I will just be looking at your building. So I'm not real happy.
Ms. Meyer, can you clarify for me? Used to be your alderman. This is your building, right? This one here?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No.
No, I'm further.
This one?
No.
This is 8, right?
No. There, sir.
This
right,
one?
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. Regardless, the point is that I want to get to is, or the piece of information, your garages are here. This is essentially the back of your house, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So, like me, you do the living on the other side. All right. I just wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah, I live on all sides. I have a little dog. I walk by the woods all the time.
Okay. Anyone else? Come on, neighbors. Okay. Alderman Wilhelm, please.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Chris Wilhelm, 3851, Mesco.
Kristen, thanks for letting them speak first. Appreciate that.
So, first of all, I'm pleased to see the changes. My children went to the school. I do have a nice layout of it. I'm supportive of a new design.
Can you speak up, please?
I will try to do that.
There you go.
Okay. So I heard someone say during this that per the ordinance, we can cut all the trees down, and it's my understanding that the ordinance doesn't like automatically say you can just cut down a certain percent. First of all, every effort is supposed to be made to retain the existing, and then the next step is you're allowed a percentage of under the ordinance. So first you're supposed to try to avoid. I hear that a lot, that they automatically get to take whatever is listed. And then I do agree that the healthy mature trees are very important. They're important for water absorption. There has been studies that, you know, there's really high amounts of gallons per mature tree that these trees retain. And so I would support retaining the larger trees versus the planted trees, which are typically are non-native when they're planted as well. I was wondering which way the water flows from the small wetland that is next to this gentleman's property right here, up on the north in the grassy field area. That one. Which
way?
Which way? The one that's in the grass that no one has said anything about that connects
this
that
one?
To the.
That
this whole parcel's wet, but that's a wetland right there.
There's a drainage area you can see right here connecting this. I want to know which way this goes.
There used to be a drain tile that ran across there that fed across my back property. Whether that drain tile is still intact, who knows?
Mr. Doyle? Because you're getting paid?
Yeah, stormwater drains through here.
And where does that water flow in that dark area? You can see there's water flowing.
This one?
Yeah, there's a bridge right out in here where half of it goes this way, and the other half goes into the wetland down this road.
Okay.
And then that ultimately goes, I believe right there, there's a crossing.
So is that drainage
so we just rebuilt.
Compensated for in your...
just rebuilt that crossing right there.
How is that drainage pattern where halfway goes that way, halfway goes that way, addressed?
Yeah, we are looking at all the different discharge locations, and we have requirements by the DNR, and we're meeting those requirements.
Okay, well, probably not going to be able to. So I was wondering about the soils on the soccer field area, which I'll call it. Maybe the city engineer can address what the soil type is. Yes.
I'm not familiar with this, what the soil type is.
I believe it's ASA, Ashland, Silk, Walk. Is that close?
If it's like my house, which is not too far north of there, it's good old Franklin clay.
Well, ASA is not quite that. But maybe.
Mr. Fowler?
This area was identified in the by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District. Some of these areas were identified as possible old wetlands. It is very possible that this was an old farm field. I don't know the history of the field, but there's potential that there are actual still drain tiles. If the neighbor is saying they're drain tiles, I doubt those were ever removed. They probably still function. And actually, when the new building goes in and they put that, that will disrupt those drain tiles. I think they would make your situation better, from my professional opinion, but not having studied the site. But whenever we've gotten rid of drain tiles, what drain tiles do, sir, is they concentrate the water faster because farmers don't like plowing in mud. They prefer to plow when the soil's dry. So I have a feeling, I think, and I would look to the professionals who are doing the design, that when those drain tiles are broken, when they put the school in, that will change the dynamics of your situation. And I think that's why, Kristen, why that drain drains both to the upper and to the lower. I have a feeling that's what the farmer wanted, or that's how he drained his land most efficiently in the most direct way. But again, this is just having walked the site, having looked at the trees and just kind of walked it, and actually coached my daughter's soccer there during the rain and watching it one time. But again, that's just my guess, and I would leave it to the professionals to determine that exactly.
Question for you, Commissioner Fowler. Do you know the soils of ASA versus Houghton Muck? Which one is?
I would refer to Kevin Haley on that, but he's not here. I'm not an expert on that. You're a little bit out of my area.
The reason why I'm asking that question is when United Financial built their Forest Hill Highlands, they had Houghton Muck. And I had said to them, this is going to be a concern, and they said they were going to remove it. Well, they removed it. I believe they went down 14 feet, and they were still pulling it out, and then everything caved in. So I'm hoping that you are well engineering this based on the soils. I am concerned about what I always call the bathtub effect, where stormwater basins are designed based on surface but not designed based on when you put foundations and things down into a soil that's hydric and where that water goes when it's like dropping the.
My concern would be the soils, if you remember the pick and save that went in over off of Drexel and High 100, the parking lot issues they have there because of the soil types, very similar. But that's the extent of my knowledge on that. I would defer to the professional.
Okay, we've gone into the weeds on the soils.
Sorry.
And then, so based on the concerns that I see and the knowledge I have with the soils in Franklin and that, I would really like to see some kind of hydrological study done because I do think that if it's not done properly, that we could have future concerns. And I do have concerns for the Tuckaway Shores open water area. Thank you.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Don't be bashful. Already sworn, so give us your name and address, please. Name and address, please. It's on the tape.
7762 Tuckaway Shores Drive, and I've been sworn in. Yep.
So please do.
I am the president of the Tuckaway Shores condominiums, and I just want to say we spend thousands and thousands of dollars maintaining that lake. And I know as developers and builders, all they want to do is get a building built. It looks nice, yay. But the consideration around that building is not always respected. So I want to say that our property values, if that lake is affected, our property values can and will go down because that is a main asset for our property. So please take that into consideration.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Were you absent from the meeting where they voted on officers? And that's why you got elected?
Why you say that?
Just wait. Anyone else? Three? Well, what does that say about us, though? Anyway, anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission to staff or the applicant? Commissioner Leon.
Mr. Mayor, I have three questions, but in they're all for the – oh, they're not all for the applicant. I think I've got one for staff. But in full disclosure, as the parent of three children who will be attending Forest Park Middle School and as someone who, compared to most people in the room, has lived in Franklin a short time, only about 4 years, I did choose to come to Franklin because of the school district. With all that said, I have opposed this project since it was a referendum item this time. I have sought out as much information as I could about the project. I have contacted the previous superintendent and asked for questions. I attended one of the information sessions that they had at the current building, did a tour, then also requested the project proposal. And then in listening tonight to the applicant describe their project, I don't think it's a good project. I don't think many of the concerns of the residents are being addressed. I think any time there's a question that seems like maybe the answer could be answered directly, that you're hedging on those answers rather than addressed very directly. I think the residents have some valid concerns, and I don't see that the applicant is doing the things to mitigate those concerns in good faith. So at this point, as a member of the Plan Commission, I continue to oppose this, but not unalterably. I can certainly be convinced, and therein lies some of my questions. So all that said, first question starts with Mr. Deedle, but then it'll go to the applicant. There was one recommendation that the applicant did not agree with, and that was to do with the trees on the east boundary. Can you tell us which number on the recommendations it is here in the packet? Because I couldn't find it. Just so we have it as a reference point.
It's going to be indirectly part of, so the standards and findings for the natural resource special exception, it's the document that's got draft 6-22-17 on the top. At the very last page in the back, the conditions for the natural resource special are numbered. It will be indirectly part of number 6 in the middle towards the bottom. The applicant shall revise the net. Special exception plan and mitigation plan maps and associated tables to indicate the correct amount of natural resource impacts for department review and approval prior to issuance of a building permit.
I'm sorry, but I'm struggling to find it. So
did you find the document first?
I think so.
So standards, findings, and decision.
Number 6.
Page 4
does not have it.
Okay.
Like this part.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, I see. In the body. Okay, you didn't enumerate. Okay, got it.
Number 6. A little more than halfway through.
It's near the left. It's near the right margin.
Yep. So maybe it'll have number 6 and a bracket, and then it goes.
Let's do this differently next time, Joel.
And you say it's indirect, and so it's to do with the wetland mitigation.
So, a whole bunch of issues are all lumped together in that one condition.
Okay. So then, to the applicant, why do you oppose this recommendation?
In regards to the trees that
yes.
are removing?
Yes, specifically the trees.
Specifically to the trees on the east property line?
Yes.
We need to achieve our stormwater requirements for that site, and there's a wetland right along that east property line that we have to stay away from. So in order to build around that wetland, we have to build a berm right up to that property line, basically. So that is the reason why those trees are coming down, and we'd be proposing to replace those trees.
Thank you. Second question, early on in your presentation, you referred to CFS and the flow. I'm a layman here. Can you, one, tell me what CFS is,
sure.
and two, I think it was from 15 to 5, if I remember right.
Cubic feet per second. Cubic feet per second.
Okay.
1 cubic foot's about it.
A foot squared?
Foot squared.
Foot cubed?
It's a cube.
It is a runoff, right? So you're looking at, it really comes down to erosive velocities you want to maintain or reduce those so you don't erode the ground or provide downstream flooding. So we're reducing it in that corner from 15 cubic feet per second to 4 cubic feet per second.
Okay, and the benefit of that is just simply the reduction in the speed and the amount.
Okay. And for erosive velocities.
Okay. Last question is directly for staff. One of the residents referenced an email. I think maybe that went to the council and not to the plan commission because I didn't see his email.
There should have been documents placed at your seats.
Yeah, there were. I just didn't see his email. I thought he was reading from it directly.
The page long.
Second
one. Okay.
Thank you.
Those
are all my questions.
Mr. Morrow,
In response to some of the public comments, drainage plans, I can tell you that in addition to a consultant reviewing it, I have some staff that's reviewing this like a hawk. I think the applicant would agree to that. One of the things that she routinely checks is making sure that the drainage doesn't change drainage basins, and so I haven't heard that discussion, but I will ask tomorrow regarding that issue. A lot of good things in the project. I see a lot of good things. I will tell you my staff is concerned about how the plans probably need to go through one more iteration before we're totally comfortable with it. I will also say that since this is part of site plan review, is that there's an ACEL lane. So basically cars acceleration. So basically, cars leaving the site that are turning right on Forest Hill Avenue. The applicant called me today asking if that could be removed because there's a four-way stop sign, so that's not really needed. Haven't completely settled it, but I'm inclined to say that would be allowable to remove that because it's not needed because of the four-way stop there. So with those things, I guess I would I'm done.
Mr. Fowler?
No, you can go first.
Okay. Can I have that pointer real quick, please? How's that work? Oh, there's the pointer.
Big green.
Now, let me understand this correctly. If you could put up your plan with your ponds and your mitigation plan, if you could, please. Now, if I understand correctly, the trees, when I've walked this site, there are mature trees here that are worth keeping. There are trees here that we could lose in lieu of losing these trees and moving the whole situation or that pond a little bit to the left. Is that agreeable to the city staff and to the applicant?
Mr. Deedle?
Yes. I'm hoping that it wouldn't take a lot. I understand the need for a berm to contain the water to create the wetland. I don't understand, and I have asked for additional information to explain why they need it. why it has to be in that location. Why couldn't they shift it over to one side a little bit more? I've asked for that information. But I understand the need to create the berm to create the wetland. Just why is it in that location? Even if it's 10 or 20 feet off to one side, it would probably help save a lot of those trees.
Okay. We heard that first.
So this is that. I haven't heard anything from the applicant. Is that something you could address?
Mr. Doyle?
I think we can. We'll maintain the berm here and push the basin over into this area. We'll maximize the efficiency of keeping these trees to the greatest extent practical in this area.
That, in all due respect, if you're going to be putting a berm and burying root systems of mature trees, then the impacts can be. Am I understanding the berm will be away from the trees?
Would be located more like that.
Okay. Well, then you are going to keep the berm away from the trees.
Yes.
Okay. And you can keep those trees in lieu of keeping the trees here.
Correct.
Second question. Do you know, in fact, if there are drain tiles in that field?
I do not know.
I would speak to the neighbor to the east, because apparently he has knowledge and history of the site, and you might want to have a conversation with him, because apparently he seems to indicate that there may be drain tiles there, and he may be able to shed some light on that and when you're digging. And I also would reemphasize what Alderman Wilhelm talked about, is making sure that the soil testing here is done sufficiently. We don't want a repeat of some of the buildings we've had when they've ignored the soils. And I know it does get into the weeds, Mayor, and I apologize for that, but it is important that this is going to be a very important. My wife teaches at the high school. The school system is really important to the future of Franklin. That draws everyone here for development, and we need rooftops in this community badly. And school systems are one of the things, as one of the commissioners has mentioned, that they draw people. I've been on the opposite side trying to get the referendum passed to get this school built, and not in time for my kids, but I think it's really important that we get it built. Question for the school district. This is a lot of changes to wetlands, lots of changes to impervious surfaces. I know the Milwaukee Sewage District, and there are other NGOs that have grants available. When you add a large site like this, and I believe the city of Franklin has grants from the sewage district as well, for a site of this nature to put in some innovative green infrastructure, such as maybe retaining the water on the roof and doing additional things that would help, I think, alleviate some of the concerns that the neighbors have. Berms are, the stormwater ponds are fabulous, they're really great, but if you can also slow that water flow down by using some innovative design, which some other people may pay for, I don't know if the school district's looked into that. It might be something you could look at. You're very well along in your plans, which is what those granting agencies like to see. So you'd have something you could present to them and say, this is what we can do, and you might find that you could do some of those things on some of those buildings. And it would be an educational opportunity for the kids there. And finally, the last thing would be for that drainage, and this is for the for your designer. I understand what you're saying. You're going to be infiltrating a certain amount of the cubic feet per second water. But if I understand, you're shaving the peak. You're not actually removing the water. You're getting that to infiltrate? Or are you just shaving it so that the duration of a slower peak flow is going to be longer? So that might answer the question they have about the lake, that you're not going to be eliminating that water. It's going to be going down to the groundwater where it will go slowly, but it will still get to the lake.
You are correct. We are not infiltrating due to the soils, but we are slowing it down by holding the water in the detention facility and slowly releasing it in there, so we don't have those erosive velocities and downstream flows.
So if the mayor would just let me get into the weeds just a moment here. There are heavy clay soils underneath that muck and some of those top soils, which are going to be very water permeable, but they hit that clay, they are still going to move in the direction they've been moving all along. What your plan is, if I understand it correctly, is to slow down so you don't get a big gush of water, but you get a long-term trickle of water over a longer time. So that might eliminate some of the problems we have with the water crossing your property here, but it still gets that water to the lake. It might have gotten there in a half hour. Now it's going to take maybe 8 to 10 to 12 hours, and I'm just making those numbers up, but there will be a delay. And when that water gets infiltrated in, and then gets to the lake. That's my understanding. And that is a good thing for stormwater and flooding. And it may also, I think the gentleman who had the property to the south, that might be some a similar situation where you're actually going to be slowing the flow rate. You're not going to eliminate it, but it'll be slowed down so it takes more time to get there, which allows for time for the surface water to evaporate and other areas. So it might actually reduce those big slugs of water he sees now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, students, put away your book bags. Take out your blue books. There will be a test on this.